President Trump putting in a memo, an executive order about the funding. We talked about that at the beginning of the week. A pause on grants and loans. Then a federal judge paused the pause. And then Donald Trump rescinded that for now, but said they'd take a look at it. But it caused a backlash and kind of a wrinkle. And it's gone through on many levels in some cases that you wouldn't consider. And joining us from the University of Pittsburgh is Professor Greg Kaplan. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
What people might be surprised to know is the National Institutes of Health grants. Pittsburgh is third in the country regionally because there's that much research going on in this region, correct?
Oh, yeah. Pittsburgh is a national leader. This is a major economic engine for our city, for Western Pennsylvania, and the larger region.
So in your circles, you know, University of Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon, Duquesne University, and other institutes, when you heard about the pause, I'm sure that caused great pause for you and your colleagues.
Yeah, let me tell you, this has been an incredibly stressful week, but you know, it's ongoing. Programs are still being canceled. People funded by the National Science Foundation that have fellowships that have to draw their salaries directly from NSF, they're actually not getting paid.
Well, wait a minute. They're not. I thought there was a pause on the pause here.
No, the NSF has, they've been directed that they are ignoring that judge's order. They're still scrubbing programs. They're still canceling programs. They've canceled review panels, which means it's a huge backlog in applications because they're not going to get reviewed in a particular cycle. So there's the pause is pretty much still going on.
Craig, how much money are we talking about here in terms of grant money at the University of Pittsburgh for this kind of research? Can you give us a guesstimate?
The University of Pittsburgh gets millions and millions and millions, but because we don't quite know which programs are going to be affected. So even if some programs are going to continue, if those programs have been disrupted, for example, if they've canceled review or if they've canceled funding decisions, then all this investment in this research that's been invested for years and years, because it's always about the lead time, right? It's about the lead time to establish these projects.
Which
they might
would
be kicked down the road. Yeah, go ahead.
Which would go back way before the previous administration in many cases.
Oh, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So this crosses party lines.
Oh, for sure. So there's a project called the Science Education Partnership Award. It's a very small program at NIH, but it's been running since 1991. And it's to get research into K-12 situations. So my colleague, Bob Cooper, at the in the micro department here, who, by the way, is the president-elect of the American Society of Microbiology, that's the caliber of scientists we have in Pittsburgh. He's been running a program that helps 1,500 high school students in Pittsburgh and surrounding counties every year. That program's been terminated.
Terminated?
We don't know if, right? The program announcement, it's been running every year since 1991, and generally they make an announcement that says we're going to have it for three more years, for three more years, for three more years, that type of thing, right? So it's been renewed for however many years that is, multiple administrations, and they don't know if they're going to even have the last year of their funding.
So
and
to give
certainly
you,
it's been canceled going forward. Go ahead.
Well, I want to answer Paul's question because I found the exact number. The University of Pittsburgh receives, these are NIH grant recipients, top 10, 2024, $661 million. And it's second behind University of Pennsylvania. Children's Hospital in Philadelphia is third, Penn State fourth, and so on. But we're talking about a lot of money.
I'd like to know, Craig, if the canceled programs are the ones that have been, you know, suspended, is there a chance that they'll be renewed after review?
Well, they should be because they're many of them are congressionally mandated. But it does seem like many of these programs are not coming back. they're already listed as being terminated, or, for example, there's a program announcement that says what it runs through. They've all been adjusted, and their termination dates are today.
Today?
Yeah.
Is there any recourse? Certainly, you've talked about how to plea for a continuation of the funding. In some cases, these are obviously research projects that can directly and have saved lives.
Yes, and many of the programs are the programs designed about outreach and accessibility and enhancing diversity in our scientific workforce. But this is the next generation of scientists, right? These are showing people what science does, reaching out into different communities, for example, rural communities that don't have the same opportunities. So these programs are huge. And this is a major part of the National Science Foundation, and it's congressionally mandated. And even the programs that do come back, if you've missed a grant cycle because you now have to wait 6 months to put the project back in, you potentially are laying people off.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm on here talking to you, so to help you talk about it, I talk to my elected officials to try to let them know what we're doing and why it's so important, and that you just can't be a bull in a china shop here in terms of the NSF is essentially unplugged currently, and you can't unplug a major organization, even if it's just for a few weeks. Right? The ripples are going to last for years.
So the fact that we heard it was rescinded in this case isn't true.
It's definitely not true.
All
right. Scientists paid by the NIH can't order supplies for their labs.
Well, to be continued. Appreciate you sharing. I know it's obviously very personal, and we'll try to find out what's going on and if there's a way to reverse it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Larry. I really appreciate you having me on.
All right, University of Pittsburgh professor Craig Kaplan. So this is a part of the story we haven't heard. This is new information, Paul.
I didn't know. I thought that the temporary injunction that was issued until they had a hearing on all this on Monday would have stopped any activities. But the professor's alleging that it's ongoing.
It's now. Today's the last day. And he said that they were told to ignore the judge's order anyway. And we'll see.